Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Not long ago, I attended a conference where one speaker addressed the topic, How Can We Find a Merciful God? And another speaker later in the conference addressed the topic, How We Find a Merciful Church. As days have passed, and I have reflected upon what I heard at this conference, the thought has crossed my mind that perhaps people today cannot find a merciful God because they can't find a merciful church. Many Christians say that they like attending more liberal denominations because they feel accepted and welcomed, no matter who they are or what they do. These churches are described as merciful. However, these merciful churches often fall woefully short in proclaiming a merciful God. The God of many liberal churches is a God who refuses to speak about sin, let alone condemn it. The core message of these liberal churches is love one another with a Christ-like tolerance for all. Jesus' death and resurrection are rarely, if ever, mentioned. In fact, if drawn out to their logical conclusions that God loves us all for who we are and that we will all eventually be saved, then there really wasn't any reason for Jesus to come in our place and die for our sins on the cross. But on the other hand, many conservative churches promise to show you a merciful God. They are keen to proclaim that Jesus died for you, to forgive you all your sins, and to reconcile you into a loving relationship with the Father. The promise of eternal life with God in joy and peace is a cornerstone of their preaching and teaching. But in their search for a merciful God, they often tend to be anything but merciful toward their fellow members. Lord, help you if you smoke, drink, or dance. Long hair and tattoos are out of the question. No, this merciful God desires everyone to look the same, speak the same, and act in the same way. Lord help you if you don't fit into their mold. I realize this is a gross exaggeration of the current situation in Christendom today, but I do think the point is valid. Often, when we seek a merciful congregation, we forget about a merciful God who deals with troubling issues like sin and death and man's inhumanity to man. But the other side of the coin is also true. Those who focused exclusively on the righteousness of God and how He has dealt with sin, death, and damnation often forget to practice God's mercy in their midst. Both of these examples bring tragic results. What is needed today is a church that believes in, confesses, and teaches the biblical doctrine of a merciful God. A God so consumed by His love for us that He sent Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. All humanity is infected by sin and thus doomed to eternal punishment. But God, in His mercy, came to us to set us free and to give us life now and forevermore. Nothing is greater or more wonderful than this free gift given to us by our Savior Jesus Christ. But knowing and experiencing this mercy should move us to be merciful toward one another, toward those sitting next to us in the pew. Jesus' blood was shed as much for them as it was for me. Jesus loves them just as much as He loves me. In fact, in Christ, we are one, called to bear each other's burdens and encourage and support one another in our Christian walk. And when we fall victim to sin, and we will, we can assure one another of God's forgiveness in Christ Jesus. And we then can carry on displaying mercy toward one another. Now that's a church that would greatly appeal to an onlooking world. This is the kind of church that would fulfill the request made by another speaker when he said he would like to belong to a church that would teach him how to love those people he didn't really like. We can love our enemies just as we love ourselves, but only in Christ, who, while we were still His enemies, died for us to show us God's mercy. Please, Lord, let our churches be places where a merciful God can be found through the preaching and teaching of His Word. And please, Lord, let our congregations be places of mercy, where, together, we may share the mercy of God by being merciful to one another for the sake of Christ and in His power. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Your church, that it may be truly one, holy, and in concord, that it may please You to purge the church from all error, unbelief, and want of faith, that it may be truly grounded in the truth, that Your church may be delivered from all scandal, sin, and shame, from complicity with wrong and compromise with evil, from inconsistency, wavering, and fear, that it may shine like a light in this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.